Our Lady is here as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, tonight I have come to plead once again for your prayers and sacrifices. You must appease the heart of my beloved Son and the heart of the Eternal Father. So many offend these hearts in every present moment. Each abortion is a new wound, every crime against innocence yet another. As heaven attempts to pull souls onto the path of light through this mission, Satan has caused a great storm of persecution, controversy, and lies to swirl around it. How grieved is the heart of the Father! How wounded the heart of my Son because of this! Together, they have sent the heart of the Holy Spirit into this mission. He will not be defeated, but souls will be lost who succumb to Satan's lies. For this, all of heaven mourns. Dear children, reflect the light of the heart of the Holy Spirit given in these messages. This is the way to unity and peace in all truth. As long as the sin of abortion is condoned by law, the world will be put to the test. If thousands were converted in an instant to holy love, but abortion continued, the abyss between heaven and earth would remain. Do not choose abortion by voting for those who support it. Dear little children, sadly I caution you, the time has come when you cannot summarily accept everything a leader stands for unless you discern with the truth of holy love. Tonight I have come to ask you to open your hearts to my Rosary of the Unborn. With fervent use of this weapon, you can save lives and make atonement to our united hearts for abortions already committed. Further, I tell you, it is this rosary that is protecting heaven's mission here. I then had a vision of the Rosary of the Unborn spread out above the whole property of the ministry, with many angels holding it. I have come once again to call each of you into my Immaculate Heart. I desire your deeper commitment to holiness. Do not spend so much time in pursuit of pleasures. Understand that my Son loves you and desires to be closer to each one of you. Return to prayer. Whole families could be saved through the family rosary. Dear children, you must make holiness more important, prayer and sacrifice your priority. Do not let Satan tempt you by filling your day with frivolous pursuit of comfort and pleasure. I, your Heavenly Mother, see clearly what you hold in your hearts tonight. Some come here with deep devotion and sincere belief in the messages and the united hearts. Others doubt. Some come just in case it might be true that Jesus will relieve souls of the intense flames of purgatory. There are those here as well who do not believe in purgatory. Their disbelief does not alter the existence of purgatory, but certainly increases the likelihood of their bondage there after death. Dear children, tonight I am asking you to believe in all that heaven is offering at this site. Do not allow doubts to stand between you and the profound graces that are being offered. As you have chosen to come here now, choose to come into my heart, refuge of holy love. I tell you, each Hail Mary that is prayed on the Rosary of the Unborn brings my Son's victory closer. When the Harvest Master returns with his winnowing fan, he will separate wheat from chaff, truth from lie, worthy from unworthy. Then it will be too late to believe in holy love, to choose holy love, or to be holy love. She's smiling now and says, "My dear little children, thank you for persevering and being with me tonight. I need your prayers and your sacrifices. Oh, how I need them. There are many here tonight who have come with great difficulty and who suffer many hardships. Dear little children, your needs are in my Immaculate Heart. Tonight I desire to hold each of you in my heart. I love you, my little children, and I'm calling you in each present moment to experience a new conversion. My little children, pray with me. Pray with me. There are so many who ignore my call to conversion and prayer. Tonight I'm blessing you with my blessing of holy love.